IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting, and my dear guest speakers, as always, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, salam alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam, glad to be here.
Sayyid Abdullah, salam alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
In this series of programs, Viewpoint, or the movie critique program, we are mainly focusing on the religious concepts rather than the artistic features typical of so-called critical programs about arts and artistic characteristics of the movies. So our main purpose is to address those features and themes which are related about religion and God and whatsoever that goes with that territory. Before asking you a question about the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, and that we hope to finish it off today in this session, let's take a listen to a part of this movie and we'll be back. Don't go away.
I told God that I didn't think I was ready to go to heaven, and he told me to come back here and take care of you.
Oh my God, you're alive. You're alive. I love you so much. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
It's not possible. She wasn't breathing. There was no pulse. You're beginning to catch on.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We hope to finish off this session with the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. Sayyid Abdullah, let me ask you this question. We just listened to a part of this movie. You know, it was talking about after she came to. She said, "I told God I didn't think I was ready to go to heaven." Like, after this, God is like having mercy on the girl and then let her go back to this world. And she doesn't go to heaven then.
Yeah.
All right, so she doesn't die. Can some people die on their own like this, other than suicide, of course?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Obviously, life itself is having choice to die is not a possibility. Life is in Allah's hand.
Mm-hmm.
He has predetermined how much each person gets, obviously based on their actions, and that's been set. So to ask Allah to take your life when it suits you, obviously it's not going to work. And to come back whenever it suits you is not going to work.
Yes.
So unless you take your life with your own hand through a form of suicide, or these days they call it merciful killing or what have you.
Yes.
That is possible, obviously, but that's, you know, that's going against the
but
nature.
But we have the mystical notion of ikhtirani death.
Well, yes, but even that, it's not a personal choice. It's not saying, you know what, God, I love you so much, I want to be with you, I'm going to die.
But they're ready to die. They ask God to take him away.
Being ready to die. Yeah. Look, that's the thing with especially with mystics, because they have this insatiable love for Allah.
Exactly.
And to belong with him, to be with him. They want to die any minute. Because even the hadith from the Prophet, he says, "Ad-dunya sujnul mu'min," is the cage or the prison of a believer. So as a believer, you just yearn to die.
Mm-hmm.
You want to die. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, death to me tastes like honey.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go.
Yes.
Right? This is what a believer is. But it doesn't mean...
Not only death, but you also have Lady Zainab talking about like all the tribulations and the trouble of Karbala afflicted upon this pure family, Imam Hussein and his sister and his brother and the like. You know? And she says that... It's just...
Mara'aytu la jamila. Yeah. I saw nothing but beauty.
Beauty.
Yeah, so to them, it's like this. So, but for them to say, okay, God, now it's time for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Allah says, no, sorry, this is up to me. I decide.
Yes.
You know, it's not up to you to choose. It's not up to you. I know you want to be with me so badly.
Yes.
You'll get your chance.
Mm-hmm.
But not yet. But ultimately, it's in Allah's hand when we will die.
I see. Okay. Let's take another break and we'll be back after listening to a part of the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles.
No, don't kneel. I'm just a lucky girl who God decided to visit. It could have been any one of you. He still may come back to see one of you, just like he did with me. Please get up and now you all need to believe something. I can't cure anyone anymore. But I wasn't the one who really cured people in the first place. It was God. He just told me what to do and I did it. The truth is, all of you can cure people. You really can. All you have to do is believe in God and pray to him, and he'll help you. Sometimes we can't see it right away, or sometimes the answer isn't exactly what you've prayed for, but he's listening. And soon you'll see how kind and how wonderful he is. He's the best.
You just listened to a part of the movie The Girl Believes in Miracles. This is a 2021 American Christian drama film directed by Richard Quarle. In this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Brother Hussein, there is this part about, well, several notions, several virtues, moral traits, which are very nice to remind other people of, all right? Such as modesty, unity, monotheism, belief in God, God's good, and love. We see it all around the movie, all right? Like in different minutes, different moments of the movie, all right? She asks people not to kneel before her, for example. This is a reminiscence of what? Modesty. The girl knows her position. This is not God, nor Jesus, nor prophet, nor nothing, all right? So she asked God to kneel before God only. Something like that, okay? This is modesty. This is a good thing about this movie. We have to be fair, right? And or not being able to cure anyone, she confessed not to be the one curing, but God. This is God curing, but through her. All right? So this is talking about what? Belief in God, unity, monotheism, not polytheism. Don't you agree?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, I agree. That is true. Like what she's doing is very close to what prophets used to do. You know, when they resurrect the dead, you know, when Prophet Isa used to resurrect the dead, for example, you know, he used to say that, look, it's not me who's doing it. I'm just a regular human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is God. Or for example, Prophet Muhammad, when he was reciting the Quran, they told him, well, you know, you're such a good writer. I mean, some people were saying that. And he was saying that, no, this is just, you know, it's Allah sending this Quran through me. I'm just the messenger, and that's why I'm called, you know, like the messenger. I didn't create this for myself, and I'm just a regular human like you. So it's like a reflection. What she's doing is like a reflection of what the prophets used to do as well. So it's a very positive message that she's giving.
Yeah, Sayyid Abdullah, any comment here? Like, is this movie trying to portray and encourage these moral characteristics?
In a way, it is. It's, you know, it gives that good vibe that, you know, especially when she keeps trying to convince them that she's not the miracle worker here.
Yes.
It's all God's work. And she says, all of you could be God's work, and God will talk to one of you soon. That's what she gave them, that hope. So obviously, they passing that good message that, you know, it's not people that heal. You should not give too much respect to those who heal and try to worship them, because this is what a lot of people do.
Yes.
And subconsciously they become mushrikeen in their own mind, like, you know, like, oh, he can heal me. Reality is not he, it's Allah. And this is exactly what this little girl is trying to do. It's like, Allah, or God, is the one who cures, not me. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, it's one of the good messages that this movie was trying to portray.
Okay, thank you. Let's take a listen to another part and take a short break, and we'll be back after this.
Is Sarah Hopkins a miracle worker?
It's about to turn her world upside down.
I don't think I can take this much excitement.
Yeah, hold on to your hat. There's going to be a lot more of it.
It's not possible. You're beginning to catch on.
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still talking about or criticizing the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, and hopefully finish it in this section of the episode. Brother Hussein, at the end of the movie, finally, the atheist doctor goes to church.
Yeah.
This is what it ends with, right? And everything becomes hunky-dory. But life doesn't occasionally work that way to happily ever after, doesn't it?
Of course it doesn't. You know, it just so happened that this atheist doctor, you know, witnessed the girl who believed in miracles and who, you know, asked for God to you know, give her these miracles. But yeah, in real life, God expects you to do your research and, you know, arrive at that conclusion yourself, that, you know, you want to worship him and that this is the right path for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sayyid Abdullah, did you want to talk about the part that near the end of the movie, again, we, you know, referred to it, in fact, in the last session, that at the lake... there is this ball of light, and then there is the shape-shifting of God into Jesus.
Yeah.
Would you talk about that part?
All right, so what they're trying to convey, basically, is that how grown-ups see Jesus is different how children see Jesus.
Mm.
So Jesus appeared to children in a more of an easy way that they can understand or they comfortable with to the eyes. So if someone comes with a shortened jeans, that's something they can... you know, could communicate with. It's like, oh, you know, that's just a cute guy.
Yeah. Like cutely. Santa Claus or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So, but if he
Which
comes,
is so appealing to kids.
Yeah. So if he comes to her with his robe and with his hair and stuff, like, it's like, who is this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to tell us that, yeah, God takes different forms, that he appears to kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's more appealing to kids.
Yes.
And they perceive him that way. And then he came and she saw him first in that scene,
mm-hmm.
the beginning of the movie and the end of the movie, she saw him in the same way that she saw him first. But then God says to people, just in case you're wondering who's this guy with jeans, it's me. Surprise. And he just shifts. Like,
yes.
So, you know, just keep that in mind. It's me, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm just trying to make it easier for her to transit from this world to heaven.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you, both of you, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. This is the end of the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. And we finished critiquing the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And thank you very much for listening to the program Viewpoint. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.